And then the second one, there was an article in the February 1st, 2013 edition of UC Berkeley's student paper, The Daily Californian. It provides a really good example of how professional progressives are used to pacify the people. It caught my eye because it's an issue of concern to me, the attempt to sell off our communal legacies. And in particular, this one, the title of the article says, Residents Plan Campaign Against Sale of Post Office. And then I'll just read briefly from it. Completed in 1915, the post office is listed in the National Register of Historic Places and contains two pieces of Works Progress Administration artwork. Last July, the City Council created, and I'm quoting from the article, the City Council created a subcommittee composed of Mayor Tom Bates, Councilman Jesse Araguen, Councilmember Susan Wingraff, and Councilmember Lori Capitelli. The subcommittee will hold a meeting on February 12th at 6 p.m. to discuss the role of the council in addressing the potential sale of the post office. Quote from Jesse Araguen, our goal is to speak out. The outcome of the meeting is for the City Council to come up with a position so we can speak in a unified voice and to hear input. And then he says, this is the concluding paragraph, quote, if for whatever reason the Postal Service does go through the sale, we need to push to make sure the building will be made for positive use, unquote. So I'm arguing that this is a way to massage dissent, public outrage. He tells us that our goal is not to stop this sale. Our goal is to speak out. So he's automatically, you know, sort of toning down and, in fact, altogether changing the goal, and then concludes by saying, be prepared because I suspect this is going to happen. You hear this all the time from people who claim to be progressives. You know, it was particularly noticeable when there was an occupation. Oh yeah, we support the occupiers, but be prepared because I suspect, you know, blah, blah, blah. And this one page that has this article of the Daily Californian also provides a really good example of how progressives split themselves over an infinitely expandable number of issues. On this one page, these are the titles of the articles. Transfer students need more resources. Second one, activists obstruct bank recruitment, and they're concerned about the investment of Bank of America in dirty energy. UC leaders should endorse free public access. And then, of course, this article about the post office. So we are divided, or we divide ourselves over an infinitely expandable number of issues. You know, it's easy for power to create havoc. Hire agents in Egypt to attack women in the street, or to don masks and seem to be against the system while sowing seeds of fear and violence and division. When will we unite globally around a straightforward goal so that we can move on as a species?